In case you haven't heard, the latest episode of the podcast is the one that you're listening to right now. It's episode 307, and you can go to energieslovepodcast.com and click on the merch banner that's up top and get yourself a coffee mug or a pillow. We have yet to see a pillow in person, and if you get one, please tag us in the picture of you and your pillow, your Energy is Love podcast pillow. I just like saying pillow a lot.
Pillow?
Yeah. But you can get t-shirts, hoodies, all sorts of different things there at the merch shop for the podcast. Support the podcast, people that listen to the podcast.
You can get a tote. We always need another tote.
Totes my goats. Totes my goats. If it's the month of May and you're still listening, go win our backdrop. If it is now June, you can go win that backdrop. Or if it's July, I almost said April. April is over, so you can't win April's backdrop. But go to Instagram and you can find out what backdrop we're giving away for the month. And you can win it if you want it. It's super easy to enter. Stephanie.
Craig.
Did you know that we're a couple coaches?
Are we a couple of coaches?
We're a couple of coaches that coach couples.
That's us?
That's us.
That's pretty fantastic.
That is pretty fantastic. If you are in need of some assistance in life and you want some coaching, specifically some couples coaching, please reach out and hit us up. Mm-hmm. Stephanie and I are here to help you through the process of reconnecting and rediscovering the love that you have inside of your own heart, as well as the love that you have for your partner, for life, your relationship, kind of the whole nine yards.
It's about embracing who you are and where you are, allowing yourself to grow, your partner to grow, and you both growing as a couple. Just because one of you starts to go in a different direction, it doesn't mean that now you're being pulled in different directions. It's just an evolution part of your journey.
Yes, evolution is super important, and it happens all the time, including in our relationships. So let us help you get down to the root of what these issues may be that you're facing and that you're dealing with. We give you a lot of practical things that you can incorporate into your everyday life to help build communication, connection, and love between the two of you. Go to energyislovepodcast.com, click on the contact button, and send us a message. It's really, really easy. We'll give you an experience of what it's like to work with us and see if it's a good fit. This episode is... Actually, we're sorry for this episode. We're
That'll
sorry.
That'll make sense soon.
I'm sorry. Are you sorry?
No.
Oh, I was being silly.
I know.
This episode's all about apologies and what it means to apologize, what it means to give and receive apologies, what it brings up in you, what it triggers in you, what it causes you to feel. And we really, really, really dive deep and pick apologies apart. And turns out we get to a really interesting place with it, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
I don't know. What would you say? Where did we get with apologies?
We got to a part where it's like helps you dive in to get really curious about the ins and outs. We give you different ways to look at it within yourself. And it's not just saying on how you give, but how you receive. So what apologies mean to you, how you apologize. It just gives you other perspectives to the things that may not have been up to the surface that you can see and really like tap into and what you're feeling with it. And then some practical exercises and like ideas where you can start working with that if that's an area that maybe some healing could be useful for.
Oh, we totally do have some practical exercises. I forgot. Yeah. Enjoy.
You're listening to the Energy is Love podcast.
You're ahead of the ball, babe.
Like boom. When does that happen?
It happens all the time.
Does it?
You're so on the ball.
You think so?
3% of the time.
Will you remind me of that later?
Yeah.
What, you were just going to laugh.
I wasn't.
You were going to laugh. You're like, ha ha.
I was going to say 95, and I'm like, 93.
93?
That's an A.
I'm going to take 93.
That's an A.
I'm going to take 93. Yeah. I was feeling like maybe 10% of the time.
No way.
So I had this one thing that I'm like, oh, here we go. I'm like, I'm ahead of the game.
You are ahead of the game. If you're just tuning in to the conversation that may not be recorded fully, we have a new backdrop. Well, no, this is the month of May.
This is May.
So that's May's backdrop. But we've already got June's backdrop picked out.
Which is also cool.
We take turns month after month. So this is the backdrop that I picked out for May. And then Steph's got June's picked out already, and it's purchased, and it's in the not in the basement. It's in our bedroom, ready to be hung.
It might be hung in our bedroom. I might have to get another one for June.
I know.
It's
the one that we had
so
for April,
good.
I liked so much.
I liked April. I liked June.
Yeah.
I like all of these. I think our new place, whatever we do, our sanctuary, we're going to like Mod Podge tapestries.
Just tapestry the walls.
That's what it's going to be, because there's all of these that I like so much.
Yeah. What so we need much. In our new place down the road is a big recording studio.
Yes.
And by big, I mean small, nice, quaint, perfectly sized recording studio that we can just cover all the walls in there with all the tapestries.
It's going to be, there's going to be more than just the recording studio though too as well.
Maybe a yoga studio. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
There's going to be so many.
Who knows what's coming?
We just, right? It's big. I don't know. I feel like, yeah. I was about to say a bunch of things and then realized I don't want to go down that path right now, right out of the gate. And so it was like, I feel like reining it in. Yeah, we're just moving on. I feel like I'll talk about it later, maybe. It's not going to be right now.
Sounds good to me.
So that's what you just witnessed is me pulling in the hounds right before they out came out.
Whoa, easy there, fella.
We're not ready for that yet.
This week I posted something on Instagram about apologies.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about apologies for a minute?
Sure.
It stemmed from a conversation that I had with our son and really got me thinking about the act of apologizing.
Okay.
And saying you're sorry. When you think about it, just right off the bat, what comes up for you?
Right off the bat is like apologies have to mean something. They have to be real. I do not like run-of-the-mill empty apologies. Empty apologies are, that's just like, apologies are good and they have to mean something. And you, that doesn't mean that you're apologizing for everything in your life. You're not, you have to be careful because women, not just women, people in general, it does happen to be more common with women, but I know how we're going. Like it's definitely something that all people experience where they over apologize.
Yeah.
Over apologize for everything into where it's like you're apologizing for your existence. Like, oh, I'm sorry I was standing here. You're walking this way. I'm sorry I was here. Let me get out of the way. I'm sorry I spoke. I'm sorry I was here. I'm sorry. Did I take this last thing that was for you? I'm sorry that I existed. I'm sorry that I was here. I'm sorry that I took up space. And that's like really what so much of it like turns into. You're apologizing for everything and you're apologizing for your existence.
What's your relationship with apologizing?
I have, my relationship is that. I was definitely the kid that was apologizing for everything. I've been a big apologizer my entire life.
Yeah.
So been trying to not do that as much.
Do you want to go into this a little bit more or?
We can't, you're going to have to talk too.
I understand, you brought this up. I plan on talking quite a bit. Okay. I have a lot to say, but before I go off on all of the things that I want to say about it, because I've thought a lot about it.
It's too late to apologize. It's too late. There's
What do you feel like a genuine apology from you looks like?
A genuine apology from me?
Yeah. Like, do you have any resistance to apologizing, I guess, is what I'm trying to get at.
It depends. There's sometimes I do. I'm trying to not apologize for my existence. And then I really, really struggle with, I loathe empty apologies. If you're going to do something shitty, don't just like, well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Don't give me your I'm sorrys. Don't just throw out an I'm sorry or a pretend I'm so sorry when nothing's going to change. Like you apologize when you mean it. And when you intend to change. So there are times when I have a behavior that I'm like, what the fuck? Where did that come from? And I know I need to apologize for it. And I struggle because, not because I don't feel like that apology should come out. It absolutely should. And I am sorry. But I don't believe sorries are of value if you're not changing it. And I'm like, I didn't even see that. I don't know how to even see that before it comes out. I don't know. I don't want to just give you an apology for something that I don't know how to change yet, because that's not a real sorry. That's a keep taking all my shit or keep taking all of this shit and I'll just say sorry. And because I said sorry, you're supposed to just be understanding. So I struggle with those apologies until I have that hold and it's, I can do something about this behavior. I can change this. I can catch this negative thought pattern that puts me in this weird behavior pattern before it happens. So when I'm coming to you and I'm saying, I'm sorry, I'm doing something about it. I'm like apologizing with action.
Keep talking away.
I know. No, I feel like I'm getting called out now. I'm like, oh God, I'm embarrassed.
What comes up for you, like feelings wise, emotionally wise, when it comes time to apologize? Like when you've done something that you know is deserving of an apology, whether it's to me or it doesn't really matter who, right? Just to another human being. What comes up in your body? Like what's the initial reaction that you can feel, you think?
I guess initially, this is like, I'm afraid for the judgment that's going to come on this, but it just fits. Initially, it's shame. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh man. It's not that I, you know, shame because I have to apologize. It's shame that I did something to cause pain to somebody else. And there's these things that sorries just don't fix, you know? And so that is like, it's a shame thing. It's, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're like, oh, I'm sorry, that's not an apology. But when you feel it, I wonder what that would look like. Yeah, shame's the first thing that comes up. It's just like that gut and like, oh, I caused pain. I caused hurt.
And then with that shame.
What about you, Craig?
I feel the same way.
Why don't you answer some of these questions?
I'm going to.
No, you're not. You're going to keep me in the hot seat the entire
time. Definitely not. It's
like getting toasty buns over here.
Definitely not. It's
a hot seat.
When that shame comes up and then you go through and like you go through the process of the apology, mm-hmm. what does it do to the shame? Does it do anything?
I don't know. I don't really have. I mean, it must, but I don't think I'm really looking at how I'm feeling. Like I have that initial like shame, but if I'm in an apology, it's more about the other person than about me. So I don't know what it does to the shame, really. I don't know. I'll have to, does it like, no, I guess it's, no, it's still there. It sits. I've got one in my head right now and I'm like, here's this apology. And I had an action. So it was like, okay, I know what I did wrong. I know how to do this better in the future. I can see where, because it was like, I don't even know what the right action is here. And I was like, okay, I can see what I did wrong now. And I can see how I should behave in the future with this. And behave in the future is such a terrible like way to phrase it. I'm not talking about behavior and behaving like a lady. I'm talking about the way that I value myself, the way that I want to carry myself, the behaviors that I want to like embody and express and exhibit to others, like the way that I'm like my actions, my accountability, not in my checking these like social standards of my behaviors of being, I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
But I know how I want to act in the future.
You want to check?
It's okay. Okay. I'm sure she's.
Yeah. Let her know we're recording or don't.
FYI, we are actively recording.
Can I ask you a quick, really important question while you're actively recording?
Do you want me to jump off the camera real fast so nobody hears? They come from your checking account.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll pull from the checking, so just make sure that.
So we should just put the guy's first and last name.
Mhm. Yeah, whoever he wants it made out to.
From the checking account.
Yeah.
And then we keep this little white thing on the side as a receipt.
Yeah, and you keep that. That's right. Also, like that little memo part. It's okay. You've never, like, checks aren't really a thing, and you've never written a check before. This is something that only old people know.
For deposit. Memo would be deposit?
But you would write, like, first, last month's, and pet deposit.
He's getting the deposit right now. He's letting us pay first and last on the second when our lease starts.
Okay. Yeah. Whatever it is, make sure it's detailed on there. So, in case you have to, like, whatever. And then detail it on your receipt, too. When you get the ones in the mail or whatever, it'll have a little sheet under it where it'll automatically push through. But for right now, yeah, just make sure you're detailed.
This is some live parenting action right now.
Are you good?
Yeah, that's my only question. That's all I Are
you sure?
Yeah. Okay. I just didn't know if it, which one it came from.
Okay. Yeah. And you know, it'll come from your checking. I guess there's a way that it could come from your savings if you have it like set up that way, but I doubt you do.
I don't think he just asked for checks, and he gave checks.
Yeah, it's gonna pull from your checking. So just think checks, checking account. Checks, checking.
Well, I just wanna make sure.
No, that was just a helpful reminder. You're doing awesome. You got checks.
Love you.
You're officially in the 90s. I love you. Oh my goodness, so you're gonna start
baby,
to miss.
We got
okay.
to wrap
yeah,
up.
I'm sorry. I get caught question up on talking answered, to you. I gotta we're go. We're recording. I love you. Bye. I get caught up talking to her. She's starting
so
to
much.
Move. Oh my gosh. Hi, people. She the person that she's it's weird. He was like, I want you to pay me in checks. Like, ooh. You can't even, I feel like you can't pay check, you can't use checks anywhere now.
Yeah.
It's like we only have to pay we only pay one thing with a check.
I don't think we pay anything with a check anymore.
We don't even do that with a check anymore?
Mm-hmm. No, wow. We don't pay anything with a check anymore.
Wow. So it was weird. She's like, how do I get checks?
And yeah.
I was like, wow, 20-year-olds that need a check. Where does that happen?
It doesn't
like,
anymore.
Right?
Yeah.
So that was cute. She's like, so how do we do this? Because like, what is this?
So
it
as
is
I,
cute.
Yeah, it is cute. Good
Thank
job.
You for hanging in there well.
We apologize for the brief interruption. Now we're back to regular programmed. Now we bring you back to your regularly scheduled
we'll
program.
We'll go back to that, yeah.
I'm not apologizing. There's nothing to apologize for in that circumstance. I thought a lot about it.
Okay.
And I've been thinking a lot about it. And I've thought about how much it seems like they aren't, like, I don't think they're very well received in society. I don't think apologies are something that get a lot of attention until it's time for an apology.
Yeah.
And then oftentimes the apology isn't well received. It's usually criticized or judged or... it doesn't really have the impact that we want it to have.
What do you mean?
Well, like I think about like apologies outside in society.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you do something wrong and then somebody like for anything, okay. You know, people get outed or shamed or called out in some way, shape or form, then they issue an apology. And what's the immediate response typically when somebody issues an apology? It gets picked apart, right? It gets judged and criticized and... Nobody is, I mean, not nobody, but the vast majority of people aren't like looking at an apology and being like, yep, seems like they really know that they did something wrong and they seem genuine and that they've apologized. I think we just have a really...
So your questions for me were apologies about like on a societal standard, not on
not
personal levels?
Not at all.
Okay.
No. This is just me talking about...
So now we're going to the societal part?
No. This is just me talking about, my thought process lately.
Okay.
And so I've thought about it, how I apologize.
Okay.
And my relationship with apologies and how I feel in the midst of an apology or when I realize I have to apologize for something. I don't like them.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel good. Mm-hmm. Like it never feels good, right? Apologies never feel good. Even if it's that's not true. Like if it's an accident... Like a genuine accident, then that apology feels good in a sense, right? That apology feels okay.
Okay.
But yet it's because it's an accident. So do we need to apologize for accidents sometimes? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But yet we somehow don't have that shame associated with it. I think you're spot on with the feeling of it when you've done something that maybe wasn't an accident. Maybe was subconscious behavior or even conscious behavior. And then...
Or just like an awareness thing. Like you didn't have awareness of your action. Or not you didn't have awareness. It's like it's a trauma, like a trauma behavior.
Yeah.
You had a trauma reaction.
But that's like the subconscious reaction.
So that is a subconscious, yeah.
Right. and then...
Like, or you just like never been in that situation before and did not... Literally did not know what to do.
Yeah, and then that's
like that.
That's
that
accident,
happens,
right?
Yeah,
and then shame's not involved in that apology because it's just an accident.
Sometimes it is. I definitely get in the I should have known better. It doesn't matter if, like, I should have known how to handle that. Mm. I should have known how. 42 years old, I should have known what to do there. Shame still comes up for me.
I've thought about what it would look like if we taught people how to apologize.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, we're supposed to, I guess, as parents, and we're supposed to teach our kids how to apologize. I don't even think that was on my radar as the kids were younger and growing up and everything like that. It wasn't even like something that I would think about in regards to this incense is what does this to my throat. Yeah. We're going to have to remember this next time we record because I love it, but it gets me all froggy in the back of my throat.
It's pulling the demons out.
It probably is.
It's working. I'm just kidding.
Because I think about just the modeling that I've exhibited over the course of our life with apologizing. And it's not healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have a healthy track record of apologizing. I either flip it in a real narcissistic way where I won't actually take responsibility. I'll apologize for something and immediately turn it. I'll just flat out refuse to apologize and avoid it. Or I will apologize from a really disingenuous place where it doesn't have any sincerity or truth behind it. It's just fine. You need an apology. Here you go.
Yeah.
Here's an apology. I don't like any of that.
Yeah. It doesn't feel good.
It doesn't feel good at all.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, those apologies don't feel good either, right? Yeah. It doesn't do anything to negate the shame. And
well, apologies aren't about negating your shame.
Okay. What are they about then?
I think apologies are about the other person. You're not apologizing so you feel better.
Keep going.
Not touchy. I'm nervous. I don't apologize. Like, apologizing so the other person forgives you is not an apology for the other person for pain that you may or may not have caused or actions or however you want to look at it. An apology is acknowledging the other person and that an action or a choice that you made, even like if you accidentally trip somebody, that's an action and it caused the other person pain. You're like, I'm sorry. It's not like, okay, I'm sorry, forgive me. It has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
It has everything to do with the other person.
Yeah. This is me, because this is the thought processes that I've had this past week thinking about this, right? Uh-huh. And you bring up the thing that I've been thinking about.
Okay.
Because it goes back to, we talked several episodes ago, where all action is based off of the self, mm-hmm. where everything is driven by the self. So everything that we're doing, you remember that conversation. Yeah.
You want to be forgiven.
Right.
You absolutely do. But that's not like what it's about. It's not, you don't only apologize if you get, you know, obviously you hope you're forgiven.
So there's like two separate things here that I've been thinking about.
Yeah. Okay.
The perception of societal, like you said, that's not what it's about.
Yeah.
So you have a perception of what an apology should be.
Yeah, I guess I do. That
somebody told you and or programmed or society, right?
No, this mine is from all of the ways that apologies have been fucking garbage.
Right.
And have felt pain. I'm like, I will never apologize that way. So this is something that I learned through default. Nobody sat me down and was like, this is what an apology means.
Okay.
I mean, I've definitely had that. You don't mean that. You're right. I don't. I'm saying it so you don't beat me. But this is like crawling out of the weeds and what I've decided an apology means.
But we can also say that, and I mean, we can also assume in some way that that is a program. That's not that's not like a manifestation of clear thought. Cause it's not to say it's, sorry, I'm getting a little lost here. I don't want to trigger you.
Oh, okay.
I'm not trying to have some sort of adversarial conversation about apologizing.
Are you sure?
I'm just really trying to go deep into the concept of it because I've thought a lot about it.
Okay.
And I think it is something that isn't thought about.
Okay.
I think it's something that's taken for granted.
I can see how that, there's definitely lots that is taken for granted. Right. I do agree with that.
So the idea is that If we're apologizing to make ourselves feel better, then that apology doesn't seem as genuine as if we're apologizing to make the other person feel better.
Yeah.
Because the apology should be about the other person,
yeah, that's
not
what I'm
about
saying.
Yourself.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
So then I go back to that thought process that I had, that the idea that even that action of apologizing for the other person still reflects back onto me. Because if you're upset with me, then what does that mean? Right? So if I can apologize and quote unquote make you feel better about the action that I just, whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe I tripped you on purpose or on accident or
it's probably on purpose.
Whatever it might be. She smiled, folks. I didn't trip her on purpose.
Sometimes.
Like the subconscious underlying action still is my survival. It's still making sure that you love me. It's still making sure that I feel safe. So then it's like, what does a real apology, or even maybe there isn't a real apology. Maybe we need to think about apologies differently and stop holding the, because that dynamic of an apology is only genuine is if it's for the other person, right? Is somehow putting an apology or a set or a standard up on this really big pedestal, and that's the only thing that's acceptable. Anything other than that is garbage, and it's fake, and it's false, and it's criticized, and it's judged, and it's less than, and it's not genuine, and don't even waste your time apologizing to me unless it's going to be from this really pure place.
Yeah.
That to me, because I thought about this, uh-huh. I'm like, that seems fucked up.
That seems fucked up.
That seems like a paradigm designed for failure.
Maybe.
That seems like there isn't a way to then apologize.
Do you mean the apology? Like every time you've apologized to me, is it only valid because I have accepted it and I have given forgive? Like, what if I was like this? If I was to say like, no, I don't accept that. That was a boundary and that caused too much pain. And now I'm making a different choice.
Right.
Are you like, well, I'm not even sorry then. Are you then glad you hurt me? Or are you still sorry?
Do you have to accept the apology for it to be worthy?
No.
Do you know what I mean?
No, because it's not about the other person. So I don't have to accept it. That's what I'm saying. So even if I don't accept your apology, do you then take it back? Do you not mean it?
So what I'm, the other thing that I'm trying to express here in this moment is if I genuinely am apologizing, and yes. I know that I'm apologizing yes. from a really genuine place, but you don't interpret it that way, and okay. it's not received that way, does it then negate the apology? Like, who decides whether or not okay. the apology meets the standard of what it needs to meet?
I have a thought on that.
Yeah.
So if I don't think you're being genuine, uh-huh. and I'm not seeing that, and then that doesn't meet, then no, that doesn't meet the over here on me. That doesn't, like, I didn't get what I needed from that apology.
Okay.
But if you were really being genuine, then then that's okay. If it didn't like land with me, that's okay. Because you gave a genuine apology from your heart. So like that gets to be okay. You don't have to chase me around and like make up for it.
Right.
Maybe now if we're talking like apologies, or are we talking like rebuilding trust? Because it can be like, I understood your apology and I hear it, but that doesn't mean that all is forgotten. Now we're
forgiven.
Or forgiven. Like, okay, so now it's rebuilding trust, and it's like those relationships have to heal. It's not like, okay, you gave a genuine apology, especially if it's a repetitive pattern, right? Okay, now you've given a genuine apology and all is done. It's like, okay, whew. Now we have a place that we can start together, but we have to rebuild. We have to rebuild it. So I think I gave you a genuine apology. You didn't forgive me. That's not.
But see, that energy isn't what I'm talking about. It's not the, I did this and you didn't get it. It's the energy of genuinely feeling like you're coming from that really true place inside, yeah. but the other person doesn't. Then what happens to that apology?
The apology is still valid for you.
Right.
You gave that a valid apology.
So can I hold on to that? Or do I then need to somehow come up with a different way to apologize to the person so that they receive it as well?
I think it depends on the person. It depends on the relationship, and it depends on the apology.
Well,
Like if we have some exact, because there are times when it's like, no, you get to be done. You get to say, okay, like I gave you this. I am so sorry. I mean this. And this is an action that is not going to be like done to you mm-hmm. again. Like this is like, I am sorry. And the other person's like, well, I don't accept your sorry. That's okay. The other person doesn't have to, but you don't have to like do that anymore.
Yeah.
But again, like what relationship are you talking about? What kind of hurt was there? Maybe this person needs time to heal from this. You gave that apology and you just need to allow them to go through their process. And while you're still there, what's happening on this side is going to be a completely different experience than what was happening on your side. So sometimes it just has to work its way out and you need that communication and each person needs time to have a reaction and to go through their own healing process.
So what if the healing so now think of this.
What? I'm trying to like, I feel like I'm giving some like really thoughtful questions.
You totally are.
Or answers. You keep asking it in other ways, which makes me think I'm really not, either you're not saying what you're really trying to say, or I'm really not understanding the point you're trying to get at, and I'm not sure where we're at here. I want to understand you.
All I'm doing is picking apart apologies.
You're just picking it apart. So you're not holding anything back, and I'm not missing your point. Not we're just all. Hitting it from different angles.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm not trying to convince you of something that I've figured out, and I'm trying to get this point across.
Okay.
And I'm not looking for like the definitive answer. I'm like, this is weird.
Why not? I've given it. I've definitely given the definitive answers. There's no definitive.
The past week really made me stop and think about them. Stop and think about apologies. Stop and think about the apologies that I've received over the course of my life.
Well, let's look into that for a little bit.
What they have felt like.
Let's look at shit apologies and let's look at genuine apologies.
Okay. That's like, kind of what I wanted to say. Like, the shit apologies or the apologies that come off as shit that are disingenuine. What if that's the capacity with which that person has to apologize in the moment?
Then you want me to answer that?
Then I think we need to allow them the same love and compassion for their healing and wherever they're at, and understanding that that's just simply where they're at. Maybe that's the only way that they've ever been taught to apologize.
Okay. I can see that.
Then it's like, to them, it's like, I apologized, because that's the only concept of apologizing that they've ever been shown, experienced, taught, have had, right? So then the judgment of, well, that apology isn't acceptable. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can feel that, right? I can feel that inside of me and being like, well, then take this apology and fuck off, right? Yeah. If you're not going to accept it. Because if they're coming from a place where that's the only thing that they've ever known, then who am I to judge their apology? Who am I to say that didn't meet this golden standard apology of, you know, from a really genuine, true place? They might not just have the awareness of that's where they not necessarily need to be, but that there is even more.
Yeah.
Right? If you only have one definition for a word and you realize that that's it for you, then when somebody's trying to tell you something else, I would get frustrated.
Yeah, I can see that. I think that if that's all the person is capable of, then I see that completely.
Right.
I also see that it is not your responsibility to lower your boundaries and take things that you do not deserve just because this is where this person is.
Exactly.
So if this person can't apologize beyond that, then okay, of course you can't ask them to do more than they can do. Also, you don't have to be in that presence.
Yeah, you get anymore. To decide you what get you to, like, want to,
yeah.
what you want to experience.
You still get the right to not accept that apology because that didn't meet where you are. You get to, like, you're not saying, well, like, if you want more and you're holding somebody accountable and being like, I need this.
Yeah.
Like, this is a bigger deal than you're acknowledging right now. I understand that this might be hard, but this is a bigger deal. And if they want to try and meet you there, and they're willing to be like, nope, this is just the way I am. And I can hear who that sounds like. It's hard. But then you're like, okay, but I'm out. I'm not going to participate in this.
Right.
Or We can say, I don't know how to do this differently. I don't know how to, I hear you need more. I feel like I'm giving you a genuine apology. I feel like I'm giving you to my best ability, but I hear you need more. Then that opens a conversation. Could you see that? Like if I said, I'm sorry, Craig. I'm sorry that I knocked over your water.
Don't knock it over.
I might. Just give a genuine apology.
Hot coffee's on the table.
I'm sorry that I did that. And I don't like, I'm like, there, I said, I'm sorry. And you're like, this water bottle is important to me. And the table like had all this value or something. And I've just spilled, like, there's more. You need more accountability. This is just a crazy example, but I don't know what else to do right now.
Okay.
And I'm like, it knocked over your water bottle. What more do you, like, I don't know how to give you more. But if I see that it hurts and I'm like, okay, I don't know how to give you more here. But I see that you're really upset. Do you want to tell me more about how you're feeling? So I could get curious if this is my capacity, but that's also another level of capacity.
Right, another level of awareness.
That somebody else might not have.
Yeah.
So again, it just goes back to, what are your boundaries? What are your standards? What are you willing to accept in a relationship? You can't ask somebody to be more than where they are, but you can hold somebody accountable and ask them to be willing to rise into a higher level. And if they're not willing to, and it doesn't fit your boundaries, then you got to go. And there's no
shame. Well, you got a decision shame to make, right?
Or decision.
Yeah. Doesn't necessarily mean you got to go.
I hope that you don't stay in a really unhealthy situation because somebody else wasn't willing to not cause you pain.
So I have another, I agree.
Do you feel like I've answered that? Do you feel like you're hearing me?
Yes, I feel like I'm hearing you. Remember, I'm not asking a question. We're just having a conversation.
I need to come up with a goddamn question. You're asking me so many questions. My brain can't come up with a question of my own. But I'm like, fuck, why am I having to come up with everything over here?
I have another question that I'll ask and you can think about.
Okay.
And I'll give you my thoughts on the question.
Oh, you're going to... Okay, yeah. You ask the questions and give the answers. That works. Do it. I'm going to drink my tea.
This question is just a rhetorical question in the space of this concept and this idea of apologies as we continue to extrapolate it ad nauseum, right? If this is a horse, we have definitely beat it to death and we apologize.
No horses were harmed in the making of this podcast. We love horses.
I thought about what it feels like to receive an apology. And as I sat in the space of really thinking about the emotional feeling of what it feels like to receive an apology, it doesn't feel safe.
To receive an apology?
Yeah, I don't like receiving apologies. It legitimately activates fight or flight inside of me. If somebody's going to apologize to me, even if they're trying to, and see, I said trying to come from a genuine place, that already tells me that the people that have apologized to me in the past did not seem genuine. Mm-hmm. And so when somebody apologizes to me, I typically don't hear them or receive it very well. I'm not really open to receiving that apology because it doesn't feel safe.
It doesn't feel safe. And what is your role when you get those apologies? What are you supposed to then do?
I'm supposed to forgive them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not about you. You're supposed to now make it about them,
right?
And give them that forgiveness. Someone, of course, that doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
That feels like shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So think about that. What does that feel like for you when you think about receiving apologies?
I relate to that completely. Completely.
Yeah.
Like all of this is like coming through so much like history here. There's
some stuff here, huh?
There's definitely some stuff here. There are.
Apologies are a big deal.
They are. That's why I'm also so passionate about like, do not give me disingenuous apologies. It's not then my job to make you feel better when you apologize across the board. And that has very much been a thing. I feel like those apologies, when I then have to like play the role and then make it better, I hate them. They feel like shit. And they infuriate me depending on who it's from. Like, do not. There's people that have broken me with bullshit apologies and bullshit abuse just I don't apologize anymore, that that person can now come to me with a genuine apology. And it means nothing now.
You can't hear
it. It's too far gone. I mean, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt that that would be a thing. I who knows? Maybe I would feel it. I've never received that genuine apology from them. But I cannot see, because I'm so full of, you don't apologize and then keep doing the same thing. And then get mad when you're not trusted or your apology isn't accepted. Like, quit doing the same thing and then being mad at me for not forgiving you or not trusting you. Like, are you fucking kidding me? So those apologies, like, those feel like garbage. But there are people that apologize in another way. And that there is that. And that you get an apology that I feel like it's almost like it courses through my blood. Like, when somebody is like, gives that genuine, I can feel that. That doesn't scare me. And it is so easy to like move into that space with them and then sit in that space. And even if there is shame to be felt on that space when they're trying to apologize, like, it changes. For me, when somebody's heart is in it and it's a real apology, I can sit with them. But again, it depends on the history and it depends on the person. Because I'm definitely got some people in my mind right now that I'm like,
it doesn't matter, right?
It doesn't matter. It's too much. It's too much. And I wish that I had the full, I've cut a lot of people out, a lot of painful, abusive people out of my life. And there's a few that I haven't been able to do that completely with. And it's really hard. It's really, really hard. The majority of the people that I allow in my space now, I have a safe space. I have safe people. I have people that, if they hurt, are going to give an apology. And I can hear it. And I feel like I have people that if I hurt, now granted, I don't go around intentionally hurting people, so there's a thing. But if I hurt, because I'm a human and I make mistakes and I own it that I'm hurt. However, I'm wondering, because you said how bad apologies feel for you, that of course everything comes back to the self, like you said. It's like, I feel like my apologies are either, I won't give you an apology unless I mean it. I feel like my apologies are genuine, but I heard you and you do not like them. So what does it feel like? And am I like, what is my apologies to you feel like?
I'm having a hard time thinking about, I'm having a hard time pulling up times that you've apologized to me.
Okay. Is this a, like a traumatic thing, or do you feel like there's stuff that I need to apologize for that I'm not? Or is it a, like, just being on the spot?
I think it's a bunch of different things.
Yeah.
I think I'm scared right now. I've been scared this whole episode. Not wanting to trigger you and upset you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an aspect of it where I'm having a hard time, you know, kind of moving and pulling up things. Also, I think an aspect of it is you've apologized to me in the past and I haven't heard it because I won't allow myself to be apologized to because I'm not worthy of an apology.
Mm.
So no matter what your apology will be for or, you know, stems from, it's almost like you, I think there's a part of me, Stephanie, that has given you a free pass from ever needing to apologize to me for anything, because I have so much shame that I have carried and accumulated over the course of our relationship for my actions and behaviors, that I feel like you don't ever need to apologize to me for anything. I think that's probably the biggest component. And that is a, like, as we have continued to heal and process things, and as we're continuing, right, continue, layer after layer of deep, deep inner work, I'm getting to the point where I think I'm wanting some apologies.
Yeah.
And
you deserve that.
I do.
You do.
And I recognize that I know that you have apologized to me for things. And I haven't heard them.
Yeah.
Because I won't, like I said, it's like I won't allow myself to feel it, because I don't think I deserve it.
Yeah.
Because of all the shame. And I think there is probably not probably, I think there's definitely some mirroring there for you and I.
Yeah.
I think that in some, you know, strange, flippy mirror way, I feel like every apology that I've ever given you hasn't been heard. And it's not to say that I haven't given you the best apologies, right?
Definitely struggle with apologies.
Yeah.
But you've also given me some really heartfelt ones that I feel like I've absolutely heard and sat with you with. I don't know if that helps at all, knowing that some of them have got through.
Well, as I sat with this whole concept and idea this week, I just realized how much I wanted to be able to try to communicate some of this stuff with you and to you, so that we could just do things differently. Like, I want to receive apologies.
You deserve to.
And I want to ask for them.
Yeah, you have that right.
And
you deserve that.
I also want, like, I think there's a part of, like, not holding you accountable.
It's okay. I've been holding myself accountable. I'm trying to make a joke here. it's not a joke. Like, yeah, that's really unhealthy. You've said that from the get-go of, like, you don't ever have to apologize to me. And I was like, what the fuck are you saying? Like, that never clicked. I couldn't understand what you were.
Yeah. But it this thing of, like, wanting to hold you accountable is directly connected and correlated to holding myself accountable.
Yeah.
I think in a strange turn of events, in a really weird way, whether it's internalized shame, whether it's subconscious knowingness of trauma and abuse, but I think I don't even know, we could pick it apart for another 4 hours. I haven't held myself accountable because I have felt like it's the same thing that I gave you. It's like a free pass. Like, you don't have to apologize for anything because of everything that you've had to live through and experience. And I feel like I did the same thing to myself at some point very early on in my life as a child.
I don't have to apologize for a thing.
I don't have to apologize for anything because of what I have had to live through and experience.
That is so fascinating.
And so it's like I almost gave myself a free pass because I knew everything that I had been under. Mm-hmm. Like, if you really knew and understood what I was living with and dealing with and experiencing and feeling,
you wouldn't ask me to apologize.
Not only would you not ask me to apologize, you would hold me.
Yeah.
And you would love me and you would say it's all okay.
Yeah.
So I think that's been a like a subconscious undercurrent of everything and all my actions and all my behaviors and all this like concept and idea around apologizing and apologies and receiving and forgiveness and everything like that. And it, once again, like everything else that we talk about, it all comes from trauma.
Yeah.
And stems from this really sad place.
Yeah.
But it's like, I want to hold myself accountable.
Good.
And I feel like I'm doing that more and more and more and more. Just in a, like, it's this whole thing of holding yourself accountable is a boundary. It's setting a boundary for yourself and respecting that boundary. And just expanding that outwards with relationships and with, you know, partners. And so I'm, go ahead and talk for a minute because I'm very uncomfortable.
Accountability is a scary word.
Vulnerability. I don't like this.
I think, I almost believe you struggle with accountability more than vulnerability. I think it's a beautiful thing. I think you're like, just like what you're hitting is like, oh, yes, holding yourself accountable. You absolutely need to do that. You need to be your own gatekeeper or whatever. It's not my job to always like to hold you accountable. Also, when boundaries, I get to hold you accountable and be like, hey, how do you want to show up here? That's usually not the way that I say it. I wish I said it like that, but absolutely holding you accountable. And the fact that you're like, you're looking at that with yourself, but you're now like, oh, wait a minute. I deserve an apology here. I also have a right to hold you accountable. And then it's not your job to hold me accountable for everything. I need to be checking myself. And like I said before, like behaving and acting in a way that I feel isn't aligned with who I am. Like the way that I want to present myself to the world. I need to be doing that. Also, there's shit that's going to come through. And you get to say, no, like I'm going to hold you accountable here. That's huge. Like maybe now, like that you're willing to, like you're seeing this and doing this. I wonder what it'll feel like for you to receive an apology and like actually receive. Now you're still going to get apologies from people that are shit, right? Or, but that's also not going to, like maybe that doesn't thrill you. And when you get an apology, like what does it feel like to allow yourself to receive that? Yeah. And I'm a human, so I'm going to have an opportunity to give you that experience throughout my life. Probably have a genuine apology for you by the end of the day. We'll see where we're at. But I'm really happy that you're like, you have awareness of that and that you're willing to, like, I deserve an apology here. And also, you're going to, like, another step is you, maybe you'll find that you are deserving of apologies that you still, you do not have to accept. You are still deserving of those apologies.
Yeah.
And you do not have to give a thing. You don't have to accept it. You don't have to forgive. You don't have to do anything, but you deserve an apology.
Also.
And you have no responsibility when somebody gives you an apology. You have no responsibility.
Yeah.
You have none.
Yeah, that's a hard concept.
Yeah. Right?
That's a hard concept. That's something that you and I could practice quite. We could spend a lot of time practicing that with each other.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like, here's an apology. You have nothing to do.
Right? That is uncomfortable.
Yeah. Like, I mean, yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking of
I don't have this down. I'm not a master. I have some awareness with this, but I'm not like, this is a practice. This is an ongoing practice for me. Please keep going.
I'm just thinking of like some sort of practice that I could do where it would like maybe sitting down and writing out apologies to myself. Because it's like, I mean, there's a lot of things that I've done throughout my entire life that weren't holding myself accountable.
Okay.
And it's like, could I apologize? Like that whole mindset of... Because I can see how that same thing that I talked about earlier, where I would give you a free pass, I gave that to myself long ago.
Yeah. And I would still apologize.
Right.
I had no idea you...
Like a long, I don't even remember, but you're right. Like I have a harder time with accountability than I do with vulnerability.
Yeah.
Accountability activates like every fight or flight response, right? Accountability makes that little boy inside of me come out raring to go. And like there's at some point in my life where I matured enough and grew enough and grew up enough that I should have known better.
See, that's what I said to myself. That's a slippery slope right there.
Yes, but not in this, like I think that not in this like degradation way of blaming myself. I recognize and understand and respect and appreciate the fact that I just simply didn't know mm-hmm. better. But there did come a point where, I mean, there's been actions and choices that I've made and things that I've done that I knew were quote unquote wrong or bad, right? Yeah. I knew that they had negative consequences. Now, even that action of doing those things stems from trauma, right? Mm-hmm. And all those kind of different stuff, all that other kind of stuff. But yet, I think I need to apologize to myself. Like, I think that would be a really good place for me to practice. And maybe that's a good place for other people to practice. But it's like, are you willing to apologize to yourself and then practice receiving that apology from yourself? And maybe it's a letter. Maybe maybe it's mirror work.
Mirror work's super good. Can I elaborate on that just a little bit? Something sure. like sparking like super big.
Sure.
I think that is a beautiful idea. Practicing with yourself first, apologizing with yourself and writing yourself these letters and like doing it in the mirror. Absolutely. Look yourself in the eye and say it. But honor yourself in where you are. Like this isn't like you're not setting yourself up for failure. You're not going to stand in front of that mirror unless you're there and apologize to yourself for everything just because you're going to say it all because you're going to get it out when you can't connect to that because you're going to be doing the same thing. It's going to be giving yourself that disingenuous apology. You're going to smell the bullshit. You're not going to be able to accept it. Start where you are. If you are going to apologize to yourself for like kicking the table, like I'm not saying you've kicked the table, but like, and you want to apologize yourself for hurting your toe, like something when you accidentally stub your toe, start where you are. Like maybe you're farther than that, but not. So when you are giving yourself an apology, you are practicing with a genuine apology that you mean that you can connect with. So when you are giving that to yourself, you're learning how to accept that and feel that. You're teaching yourself what a genuine apology feels like. You already know what the throwing everything out there and just saying the thing so I can be done, I apologize feels like. Don't do that to yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
It's interesting, huh?
It's very interesting.
I think, I hope that you spend some more time thinking about this.
Yeah.
And spend some more time thinking about both giving and receiving apologies and what it feels like for you.
Okay.
Because I just think there's a lot of awareness in that space that could bring you some healing, yeah, potentially.
I've definitely been in that space. Definitely been in that space. And I will dive deeper.
I love you.
I love you.
Thank you for tuning in, folks, to the Energy as Love Apology podcast.
We spent the whole time on apologies.
I know. I had thought about... I thought it was going to be a quick 15-20 minute topic. And I'm glad that we talked about it because getting to this spot of awareness of how... Like that free pass that I gave you... And more importantly, the free pass that I gave myself is the thing that really is important here, right? And like, it's not to say I don't want to give myself a free pass anymore, but it's like that free pass isn't really free. It comes in association with copious amounts of love.
love.
And if I'm willing to receive that love, then, because that's the thing is like,
I didn't see the love with the free pass.
That's what it is.
I can see that you're saying that. That never felt safe. It always scared me and it always confused me.
Yeah.
I never accepted your free pass and it never, even just saying that, I'm like, it always brought immense fear. Mm. That's a whole other podcast on why, but so just so you say, like, you're like, it came like it. I was like, yeah, it came with the cost. And you're like, love. I'm like, wait, love? That's what it was. I didn't hear love. I can see that, but that's just not what my body.
But see, it's like this idea that unconditional that love.
Doesn't mean no boundaries.
Exactly. Like, that's the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
I can think about this in regards to our kids, where our kids have a free pass. And it's not to say they don't have to apologize for things. We definitely are holding them accountable. And we have boundaries and all those kind of different things. But yet, at the end of the day, in this really, like, truthfully, there isn't a single thing that any of them would do that would ever, ever, ever take away the love that we have for them.
Yeah.
And that's what I was trying to tell you over the course of our relationship.
I don't know how to accept love.
Right?
Yeah. So I didn't even hear that you were trying to give me love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a shadow side to it where it's the shame and I don't think I'm worthy of an apology and I don't think I'm worthy of love, right?
Yeah.
And so then we rewind all the way to little Craig where, dude, you got a free pass. You don't ever have to apologize for anything.
Interesting.
And I never associated the love portion of that free pass for myself. I always just had the shadow portion of it for the shame. Now I can practice the love portion of loving myself enough to, yes, quote unquote, still have a free pass, but yet in this really loving, compassionate, understanding, boundary setting, like, you know, we're going to hold you, like, I'm going to hold myself accountable.
Yeah.
And
that is a loving action, too.
It's a very loving
action. That is like,
that's a very, very, very loving action. So here you go. I don't know what else to quote. I'm so awkward and nervous. I feel foolish and silly.
No, I think this is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No.
Okay.
We'll see you guys. So many things, but.
Baby, I just asked and you said no. And then I said, okay.
So many things.
Okay.
For later podcasts.
Okay. See what I did there?
There's so many things that I want to talk about that we still haven't hit.
Yeah. Yeah. As always.
Podcast is
going strong. It's a good thing we do 2 episodes a week, right? We got so much to talk about. Thank you, everybody.
Getting toasty buns over here.
Definitely
it's a hot
not.
Seat.
Apologies never feel good.
Apologies have to mean something. Shame that I did something to cause pain to somebody else. I'm trying to not apologize for my existence.